Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
I usually say reading from, but this is reciting, because this is one of my favorite verses, and it's a verse for our special guest on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. But it's going to be a testimony Tuesday on Monday. But reciting Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. May that be a promise that you take to heart today, because God loves you and cares for you and he delights in you and he wants to work his plans out in and through you. So may you be receptive to his calling today. And that's true of our special guest. And I just met her this past Saturday at the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity. I serve as the public relations chairman, and I appreciate Bishop Jonathan Franklin, who is a fantastic leader, and the chaplain, Pastor Mark Johnson. He's actually going to be my speaker at this week's Ministry Leaders Network luncheon. And Bishop Franklin was last month's special speaker. He got a standing ovation. Oh, wow. So I feel bad for Pastor Mark Johnson to follow in Bishop Franklin's footsteps. But anyways, we had a meeting this past Saturday, which includes a breakfast. It goes from about 8 in the morning till 10. Well, at one point, they had a special guest, the executive director of the African American History Museum here in Springfield. Her name is Nalo Mitchell. And she presented, she had a few minutes, and she was so fired up and passionate about God's calling on her life and how she's been called to be the executive director of the African American History Museum. And so I said at the time, Nalo, maybe we can have you on Monday's program. And so without show prep, just getting to know each other, I'm going to give a little more of a formal introduction, but you're going to be blessed, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. But it's 21 days until Christmas. Can you believe it? It's Monday, December 4th, 2023. And I began with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's a favorite verse of mine, the first verse I ever memorized when I think I was about 10 years old. But we're going to talk a little about why that is Nalo's favorite verse, or a verse that she wanted to open up the program with. But by way of introduction, Nalo Mitchell earned her Bachelor of Arts degree from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University, ASU. That's where both of my brothers graduated, the Sun Devils. But she obtained her master's degree in organizational leadership and change from Colorado Tech University. She's the proud wife of Pastor Daryl Mitchell and the mother of three beautiful children and a bonus daughter. And she has five beautiful grandbabies that call her Yaya.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll have to have your beloved husband in here sometime to hear about his ministry journey and such.
Okay.
And he pastors here in the Springfield area.
We are looking to launch a ministry here soon in the next few months.
Okay. We're going to have you back, I think, on two fronts, because I want to share the preponderance of today's conversation, some of your testimony and faith journey, but I know the great work that God has called you to do at the African American History Museum, and you got to cite a lot of statistics and growth and blessing, and so I hope we have enough time to talk about the natural and supernatural, but let me get the introduction out of the way, because sometimes I'll go 15 minutes into the broadcast and then I've never introduced the person, so I'm going to do it all on the front end. But
all right,
what I loved when we talked about you coming in, you said that you and your husband are just two ordinary people sharing the extraordinary gospel of Jesus. So
yes.
You love following Jesus.
Yes.
You're an anointed woman of God that believes in empowering and encouraging others to reach their kingdom purposes, which is what this ministry is all about.
Awesome.
You've been a born-again believer and gave your life to Christ in January of 1996, so just a couple decades worth of following him. You believe that when you are steadfast before the Lord, you learn that you are an amazing masterpiece born at the right place for the right time to be used of him. You are also an ordained pastor and prophet. And I saw that become evident. In fact, there's a YouTube posting at the Ministerial Alliance about you preaching away. So I don't know if you saw that already, but Don Huddleston posted that under the Ministerial Alliance. So yeah, you're preaching away. Yeah,
okay.
You got pretty fired up for those few minutes that you were given. You're a best-selling, and I didn't know this till just now, nationally and internationally on Amazon anthology. So you've written some books or series?
Yes, I've co-authored some books. Yes,
okay,
sir,
so
great.
We might have to have you back a third and fourth time.
Okay.
You serve as the coordinator of school, family, and community relations for Springfield Public District 186.
I did that particular job for 12 years.
Okay.
But I worked for District 186 for about 17 and a half years, 18 school years.
And this became evident, but I think is very true of you. You're a communicator, but you've excelled in helping make a career out of helping others feel inclusive and loved by providing photography coverage through a lens of equity, and you have a passion for helping others see the best in themselves. You're very involved in the Springfield community. In fact, I think you've traced your roots back to the 1800s, and that's kind of maybe some of that unique calling where God has called you to be involved with the African American History Museum as their executive director and how you got there. So, okay, so we got a little bit of an introduction, but take us through some of that faith journey before you talk about why God's had you here the last year or so in the Springfield area serving as the executive director of AAHM.
So you want me to talk about my faith journey?
Yes.
Okay, so I was raised in Chicago, Illinois by a single mother who was a teacher. And my father and I always had a great relationship. He was always in my life, still is in my life, as well as my mother. I'm blessed to still have both of my parents living. And my grandmother took me to church every Sunday. We went to Bethel AME Church at 4444 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. And I was raised African Methodist. Episcopal was the denomination in which I was raised in. In Chicago, at that point in time, there was no middle school, but elementary school, AME Faith, high school kind of, you know, drifted away and didn't go to church as much, and then went through college. And sometimes I would go to church with my family because my great aunt and great uncle lived in the Phoenix area, as well as my dad. And my great aunt and great uncle would come and get me some weekends. So as the years went by, I didn't really go to church that much. And in December of 95, I just shared with a coworker. I said, man, I feel like the Lord is like calling me to come back to him, or calling me, I just really feel like there's this presence of God saying that I need to be nearer to him and I need to draw nearer to him. And she said, well, that's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I know of this new church in Mesa, Arizona, and they just started. I didn't realize she literally meant like just started. And so I walked in. She told me that the service started at 11:45. It actually started at 10:45. So here I was, my daughter and I, we went to church, and my husband was at home. And when I walked in, I saw a familiar face, someone that attended Arizona State University. And I actually gave my life to Christ January 1996. But I just felt this longing, like there was an emptiness inside me. And, you know, sometimes we get so busy in life with maybe with school or with children or your spouse or your career. And then there's this longing that something is missing.
Right.
And I really know that Jesus was calling me to come nearer to him. And so January 1996 is when I gave my life back to Christ. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost in May 1996. And, you know, I can't say that, of course, I made mistakes along the way, but that was when I gave my life to the Lord. And my daughter at that time was about a year and a half old.
Yeah, some call that sanctification process where you surrender more. He's not just the Sunday Lord that you serve, that you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to dedicate Monday through Saturday also to you. I'm
going
to allow you to have lordship over all my life. And many times as children, we have childlike faith. Certainly, we all know we fall short, and we know that we don't measure up, and we need a Savior. Savior, but oftentimes it may take many years for it to come really personal where, Lord Jesus, I don't know what I'd do without you. Or,
yes.
or like you, like many maybe listeners today are mm-hmm. sensing, there's an emptiness. They've
yes.
achieved things, they've got accolades, they mm-hmm. got titles, mm-hmm. but there's a hungering inside.
Yes.
And many times when you come to that point of realization, it's God's way of saying, there is more to life, and I am that more, that I want to bring fulfillment and hope and healing and restoration.
Yes.
And that's when we get excited about reading the Bible and growing. And so we opened up with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a favorite verse? And did that become more evident or alive or truthful for you as you grew from 1996 on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just trusting God was really just a faith walk. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so many times as I was navigating life and I was a mother, I became a mother a junior year in college at Arizona State University. It took me years to finish my degree, but I trusted God that somehow the pieces of the puzzle would work together. And back then, we didn't have the online study. So that really wasn't an option for me. But the Lord opened doors so that I could finish my degree. And what should have taken me like 2.5 years, I was able to finish it in 2 summers. And traveled back and forth to university and transferred all my credits. And so it took me a total of 17 years to finish my undergraduate degree, but I was determined to do that. And it was truly trusting God that as I was traveling on the highway to take a class that, you know, he would keep me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, because of course I had to come home to my family. So trusting in the Lord has always been important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in that church in 1996, I was trusting in God.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved back home to Chicago from Arizona, I was trusting God. And when I moved from Chicago to Springfield, which my lineage, as you said, dates back to the 1800s, mm-hmm. and moved back here, and my grandmother and I were here, and we lived a block away from one another, and I had my children. I was a divorcee. And, you know, it was trusting God, and it was the Lord that brought me here and got hired with the school district, District 186, and was there for 17 and a half years. And so when we talk about the faith journey, one thing I failed to mention was that in 2014, I was licensed as a minister. And then in 2017, Pastor Jesse Herring mm-hmm. with Table of Life Ministries actually ordained me as a prophet. And since then, I had been commissioned as well as ordained as a pastor and commissioned as a prophet with Prophetess Renee Jones. And so it's all been a faith walk. It's all been about trusting God, whether it be in my career, with my family, with my children, in the community, and just making those connections, always knowing that I have to have the heart of God in whatever I do.
And that verse, that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding,
mm-hmm.
that's an important facet of it too, because life is not always easy. Even when you come to Christ, there's disappointments, there's
yes.
obstacles,
yes.
there's heartache,
mm-hmm.
and you've had your share of navigating through different things. And so that's why we always have to say, lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, that
yes.
God will see us through. And
yes, he will.
You've seen him through over and over again, and
mm-hmm.
him bringing restoration to your relationships, and
yes.
you know, your beloved Daryl, and how God has called him to pastor. You co-pastor?
Sort of, kind of. He is the lead pastor at the church,
sure.
and then there's a senior pastor, which is Prophetess Renee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's some things in ministry that God wants us to do
right.
and launch out and do that on our own. So it's just, you know, taking those steps of faith and being prayerful and just making sure that we lock arms with others, such as the Ministerial Alliance, to mm-hmm. help us along the way.
Sure.
So absolutely. When you talk about, you know, experiencing disappointment, there were times in my career that I was frustrated because I wasn't getting, you know, I felt like, well, man, you know, is it my turn to get promoted? And then one day I just said, Lord, you know what? I dedicate this job to you. It's about you. I just want to be your vessel. And so, you know, when I said, God, I just want to be your vessel, then it was like the windows of heaven opened and he's like, now she's ready. Okay. Because we know that everything, God works everything perfectly in his timing. it may not be our timing, but God is always on time.
Yeah, that was what you motivated so many of the people that were at the Ministerial Alliance gathering, because you started out with, I was determined, I was strong-willed, I evaluated others doing their jobs, why aren't I getting promoted?
Uh-huh.
And then when you finally kind of surrendered,
yes,
that's when God said, you're ready. And oftentimes you'll teach us patience.
Yes.
Or how to persevere, or maybe mm-hmm. he's refining our character. Maybe
my God, yes.
We need something. And I like that you did a shout out for Pastor Jessie. She's a sweetie. We've
yes,
met her
she
on
is.
Before.
Love her.
She went up to the Pacific Garden Mission on a bus tour with us. And
wow.
Drove to Champaign for one of our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon.
Okay.
And so, yeah, she's been a sweetie. She's a ball of joy.
Yes,
and
she is.
Pretty fired
she
up.
Is.
So
yes,
we appreciate her.
Absolutely.
And her role with the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinities. But yeah, I love that example, the natural and supernatural, because in our own flesh, God will allow us to accomplish things.
Yes.
But the supernatural things, the things that are long-lasting or
yes.
that can be measured because of all eternity,
mm-hmm.
Come when we surrender and submit and allow him to work through us, when
yes.
we can't take the credit for it.
No, we can't.
But God has used your many experiences to put you in this new position as the executive director. And like I said, I think I'm going to have you back to
okay.
talk more about it. But so as you learn to surrender to God, that process of the natural and supernatural, basically saying, okay, Lord, I think I deserve this, but okay, I'm just going to surrender and submit to you. How did that maybe launch in you the opening or fulfilling the position as executive director for the African American History Museum? Was your surrendering the springboard into this new position in Springfield?
In a roundabout way, because for a while I felt like the Lord was calling me off the job when I was with District 186. And I absolutely loved what I did. Met so many amazing people that are still great friends to me. And so I felt like there was a calling for me to do something else. And so I did. I had resigned from the district and just enjoyed my family and traveled a bit. And I received an email in January of this year because a community member reached out to the board president and said, hey, you know, have you thought about reaching out to Nalo Mitchell, you know, in reference to the executive director position? And she said, well, I didn't even know that. Yeah, I do know Nalo. And she said she sent me an email, and I read the email and I just shared it with my husband, Pastor Darrell. And I said, well, they're approaching me about this position, but I really don't think I want to do that. I just want to like kind of just stay at Marshall's and have fun. And so he's like, are you crazy? Yeah. No, I think you better pursue that. So I was, I was submissive at that point, and I sent my credentials and we went through the process and I interviewed for the job and, you know, was really, truly honored that, you know, I was selected for that opportunity, mm-hmm. as well as I'm honored to be here with you today, Mark.
What was interesting, you shared some of the specifics as you prayed it through and you saw God's leading and you kind of submitted and surrendered and
yes.
just said, okay, Lord, if this is the position, then have it be realized.
Absolutely.
But not only did he have it be realized, he's confirmed it, because the new members, the income, the donations, like
yes.
everything has been plus 30, plus 40%.
Yes.
It's been growth. It's been gain.
Absolutely.
More exposure, more interest.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ministerial Alliance is not only proud of the accomplishments of the museum, but
okay.
they want to participate and be recognized. And so I think there's that collaboration of working
Absolutely.
Together. And so in our closing couple minutes, is there a website, or talk a little bit about the AAHM, the African American History Museum, located at 1440 Monument Avenue in Springfield?
So the website for AAHM is www.spiaahm.org. And you can reach us at area code 217-391-6323.
And the AAHM stands for African American History Museum, so it's SPI, so like the Springfield, Illinois.
Yes, yes.
SPIAAHM.org, or you can call 217-391-6323. That's 217-391-6323. Now, is there a cost for people, and what are the hours?
Okay, our hours of operation are Tuesday through Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m., and it's free of charge. We do not have a fee for people to pay when they come in. So the museum is supported by donations, memberships, and grants. We are non-for-profit, and you can come by. Anybody can come by the museum during our visiting hours. We do not charge an entry fee, and we just ask if our patrons would please leave a donation. And the mission of the African American History Museum is to tell the authentic stories about African American life in Springfield and Central Illinois through exhibitions, education, collections, and programs to preserve, interpret, and celebrate African American history and culture.
Now, that voice is Nalo Mitchell. She's the executive director of the AAHM, African American History Museum, my guest on Monday's edition of Mark and Friends. It turned into a testimony Tuesday, but she's a fireball for Jesus, a free agent for Jesus, and God's working in and through her and her husband, Daryl. And we appreciate their involvement in the greater Springfield area. And it was great. They hosted the breakfast this past Saturday for the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity. I always have to remember the vicinity.
Yeah, I know the vicinity.
I always want to say the Springfield Ministerial Alliance. But
it used to be that.
Yeah, because I know they include some of the other smaller communities outside of Springfield. But it's a great work collaborating together and providing this history and helping us all learn to get along and know each other's backgrounds. And we appreciate how God has called you to this position. And I think we got to have you back with your husband and some more storytelling, and appreciate how you allow God to work in and through you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Mark.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at wluj.org and also at greatnewsradio.org under the Mark and Friends link. And so if you missed a portion and want to hear it, or paste it into an email and send it on to a friend, because maybe they need to take their family or their small group or maybe an excursion here to Springfield and visit the African American History Museum, 1440 Monument Avenue in Springfield. Real easy to get to, and it's actually 3 minutes from the studio, so you can come by and say hi after you visit them. So thank you, Nalo, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Nalo Mitchell with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Just in case I have to run. I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. Can you hear freedom? Can feel it in my bones.
You have made it 100 miles to freedom. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Paratum.
Early in the morning, before the sun.